soft-heartedness, the excellence of showing mercy, the excellences of showing leniency. You know, always we are faced with many difficulties in the dunya, and we meet up with many different types of people. And we always say, for example, he's a person with a very soft heart. Or they are that type of nation which has a very soft heart. They show a lot of mercy. They show a lot of leniency towards them. They show a lot of leniency towards us. We are always hearing these sentences. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the best example. Subhanallah, the best example. Mine's and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He set the highest standard of showing mercy towards the mankind, towards mankind, towards the animals, towards the plants, towards the trees. We cannot comprehend the amount of mercy our Pyare Aqa Sassam. What beautiful examples he set about showing leniency, showing shafqat, showing love, soft-heartedness towards all the creations of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Beautiful Hadith Mubarakah, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiallahu anhu reports that Pyare Aqa Sassam said, undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal shows mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal shows mercy. And Allah Azza wa Jal likes mercy. Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon His banda, upon His servant, because for showing mercy. He bestows special mercy. Allah Ta'ala bestows upon His banda because of showing leniency. Allah Ta'ala shows His special mercy upon him that He does not bestow for strictness. So Allah Ta'ala loves those people. Allah Ta'ala loves mercy. Allah Ta'ala shows mercy. And Allah Ta'ala shows mercy upon those people who show mercy. That one day, our Pyare Aqa Sassam was on a caravan. On the caravan, this beloved Rasulullah Sassam sees that there's a huge bird. It's circling the caravan. And Pyare Aqa Sassam is looking up. That why this bird is circling? And mashallah, he is the one with the knowledge of the unseen, ilm ghaib. Just looking at the bird, our Pyare Aqa Sassam knows already what is happening. Checks the bird. He asks the companions of the beloved Rasulullah Sassam, he's asking his companions, somebody has got some property of this bird? Oh no, somebody has got some property of this bird? So one of the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the journey, I picked up the baby of this bird. And I wanted to keep it for myself. So beloved Rasul alayhi sallam said, you picked up the baby of this bird? You picked up this baby? The mother is looking for his child. So beloved Rasul alayhi sallatu wasalam stopped the caravan, told the companion of the beloved Rasul, step out, give the mother back its property. Allah. And the sahabi, companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, took the bird, he placed it down, and subhanallah azza wa jal, the mother comes back because of the merciful prophet, the most merciful prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the bird comes back and takes hold of its baby. So if you use the Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, what a mercy, our Pyare Aqa Sassam. And It was a female. She used to sell her body. And one day she passed by a water well, and she sees a dog in extreme thirst. And when she sees a dog in extreme thirst, she feels softness towards the dog. She shows mercy towards the dog. What she does, she takes her shoes, and she ties up a shoe with some string. She lowers the shoe down into the water well, brings up water with the shoes and brings it up, and then she presents it to the dog, and the dog starts to drink, and the dog eventually continued drinking until the dog quenched the thirst. Imagine, she was a prostitute. She did that thing which Allah Ta'ala did not like. But subhanAllah, just because she showed mercy, just showing mercy towards a dog, towards an animal, Allah Ta'ala loved this action so much, Allah Ta'ala forgave her, and subhanAllah.